Welcome to the Reigning in Life podcast with Pastor Mtor. Join Pastor Mtor, the esteemed founder and senior pastor of Intentional Church, as he transforms lives by the Word of God. Get ready to reign in life as you tune in and listen to the transformative teachings. Stay blessed and stay tuned.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. So we're continuing with our series on hearing the voice of God. Hallelujah. And today we're continuing part three. And last week we taught on how to have a daily quiet time. Hallelujah. And I believe that's so powerful because in preparing for 2024, one of the statements, the prophetic words God gave was that tell them that I'll meet them in their quiet time. So this year, if you want to meet God, you must take your quiet time seriously. And I think we taught extensively about that last week, Wednesday. So if you are to reign in life, you cannot reign in life independent of hearing the voice of God. Okay, so you must make sure that you go through the podcast and you familiarize yourself with several things that were taught there. They will definitely change your life. Hallelujah. Amen. They'll definitely change your life. So go through them again and go through your notes until you build the habit of a daily quiet time. It's amazing that we've got a habit of a skincare routine. Hey, they call it skincare. Skin routine, some of us have a gym routine, right? But what about the most important routine in the world? Your daily quiet time, your relationship with God. Hallelujah. So cultivate it. It will not happen automatically. It won't just develop itself. You're going to be super intentional about developing your daily quiet time with God. Hallelujah. And you'll see God wants to talk to you, and he has so many things to say to you. So today we want to talk on how to validate the voice of God. Amen. How to validate the voice of God. Amen. In other words, how do I verify that what I'm hearing is God's voice? Amen. I don't want to make assumptions. How do I know that this is God's voice? You know, I saw the guy. I like him. I have butterflies in my stomach. But how sure I am that this is God's voice? You see, because I should be able to differentiate between butterflies and God's voice. Pastor, I got a brilliant offer. It's in another company. It's in another city, or it's wherever. It's in another country. But how do I know it's God? The man is brilliant, but I want to make sure that is it God. Hallelujah. So it's very important. Genesis chapter 14, verses 12. And we also want to look at Isaac for a moment. Hallelujah. Genesis 14, verses 12. The Bible says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. You understand? So there's a way that we can look at life and we think that we're making the right choices, but we end in disaster. I think your 2-3 of your past exes are a good testimony that, hey, just when you thought to bana, oh, Pastor Sofa's lahlane, you know, the building material finished and the like, you understand? So I believe at a point, you must come to a point where you want accuracy in your life. You see, you want some exactness in your life. You don't just want to do trial and error. You don't want to do You don't want to play a Russian roulette with your destiny. You understand? You don't just want to wake up and make a decision and realize that it's a bad decision. You see, you don't want to wake up and do something, and only when you're suffering the consequences, you realize that I made a wrong decision. But at that time, the Bible says it looked right to you. It looked like this was the best thing. When you considered all things and all facts presented to you, it looked like this is the best decision. So the Bible tells us that there is a way. There's a way we can make decisions that can look right, but it ends up in death. It ends up in disaster. You understand? Somebody was telling me that, oh, there's somebody who wants to drop out of school. And so what do I think? I was like, I think they should hear God for themselves. You understand? Because it might look right now, but tomorrow when you're unemployable in a certain position, you notice that it was not a good decision. Does that make sense to you? Yeah, so I think people should hear God and not just rush to make decisions in 2024. You understand? Don't rush to jump into this market or the market. No, hear God. Hear God. Don't rush to sell. Don't rush to buy. Don't rush to make moves. Hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. So now, I can all ascertain that we've heard some things before, but we want to verify, how is it God, is it me, is it the devil? Because those are the three primary voices that you'll hear. So Jesus says in John chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Not that they will not hear. They will hear the voice of a stranger, that's the devil, but they won't follow this voice. Hallelujah. Now, God cannot stop you from hearing, but God wants to help you know what you're going to follow. Okay, we are hearing things all the time, right? But you need to be able to discern that, is this the voice of God for me, or is this the voice of the devil, or is this my voice? You see, sometimes we need to make, when you start telling yourself the truth, you'll live a happy and blessed life. To say that, you know what, Lord, I want to go to that city. I want to move to Dubai, Lord. You understand? That's what I want. But I want to hear your voice. Now you are talking. I remember there was should have been in 2020, thereabouts, and I just took time to pray. And remember, this was the time American elections was going on and whatnot, right? And I took time to pray and I told God, I said, God, you know, I love Trump. I need you to tell me who's going to be the next American president. I love Trump. And so if I'm to say I'm praying, I am hearing Trump must win because that's what I love. But I want to hear your voice. You understand? And then that night, God showed me a vision, and I saw Trump at the White House waving goodbye. You understand? So I knew Trump wasn't going to win no matter what. I loved him, but I knew the voice of God. You understand? Though others said Trump is going out, I knew it was a waste of time because I had heard his voice. And I thank God I was able to put my desire here and then to say, that's my desire, but I want your voice. The challenge with some of us is we make our desires seem like the voice of God. Okay? God does nothing wrong. God doesn't have an issue with you coming and say that, Lord, I want to start this business. That's what I want to do. But I want to hear your voice concerning this. Does that make sense? I think if you are to do that, you'll minimize mistakes in your life. Whereby you are able to say, Lord, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm looking forward to doing. But I'm interested in your voice. Lord, she is my type. She's from the, everything is my type. But what are you then saying? You understand what I'm saying to you? What are you then saying? As compared to you, number one, so this is what Christians do extremes. Number one, they act like God is not interested in hearing their voice, their type, their choice. Yeah. So then that's why they spiritualize their choice and make it like it's God's choice. But you see, if it's God's choice, there's proof, Bob. You see, it was your choice, that's why you're crying right now. Because there's a way that seems right to you, but it ends in death. Come on now. I know I'm preaching good.
You're preaching good.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You see, so there are Christians who spiritualize their choice. Number two, there are Christians who rather not consult God because they feel like God is just a wicked father. You understand? If I tell him what I really want, he'll just say no. If I tell him I really want to go to UCT, he'll just say no. So they have a negative expectation from God. So they just make up their mind and not involve God. But then the Bible has told us in Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not in your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he shall guide you. You see, you need to come to a point where you realize that God has only good plans for you. Amen. Only good thoughts and intentions for you. Amen. The reason why God is even saying talk to me is because he knows things you don't know. He's aware of facts you are not aware of. That company that you are fasting to enter, God knows that in 3 months they'll be bankrupt and they'll be firing people. So God does not want to spare you that. Oh, but we're like, no. Yeah, you told us, Lord, that if we ask for bread, you will not give us a stone.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, this is my bread.
Yes.
So at that moment, you don't want to hear a single thing. What God is saying, you don't. You rage against all counsel because that's what you want. Hallelujah. I remember when I was when I finished my high school and I was praying and waiting for a bursary. I needed funding to go to university, right? And I wanted to do law at Rhodes University, right? And I remember when the bursary office appointed a bursary for me, guess what they gave me? IT. CPUT. What is all this T, Lord? I remember I was in the office. You know, I remember that. I can never forget that day. And in my heart, I was like, there is no way that I can ask for bread and you give me a stone. Which is correct. Then I heard that majestic voice. When you're going here, you're walking in my will. You understand? So thank God. Yes, I was saying, God, I don't want this because your word says that. And I was still open enough for his guidance. You see, many of us, God can no longer guide us because we insist on our own will, our own way. That's all that we want, my way or the highway. Now you can't walk with God like that. You cannot walk with God on your terms because he is God, you are not. You need his guidance. He does not need your guidance. His ways are higher than your ways and his thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So between the two of you, who needs God? Who needs input? God can never get lost. God can never be disappointed. God, you get what I'm saying to you? Yeah. So between the two of you, who should listen to who? I should listen to God. Okay, so that is to say, now when I am praying or I am making decisions about stuff, I should not be so fixed in my own ways that I shut God out. No, I should always have the flexibility of saying, Holy Spirit, number one, this is what I want. And do not be ashamed or afraid to tell God the desires of your heart. Heaven, tell God what you really like, what you really want. What you really prefer? Tell him. Someone say, I will tell him. Yeah. Stop faking it here. Stop. I remember when I was starting up as a pastor and people say that, oh, you should get somebody who's in the worship team. I went and I told God, God, I do not want no worship teamer. Because in my marriage, we're not running a worship team. And I told God, I want something that is beautiful to my eyes, Lord. Yay! I told God, you see, your problem is you want to act like God is against you having good things. Yet is the father of all good things. I told God, God, if you give me a spiritual person who I don't like in the flesh, you have created a problem for me. Because one thing I know is that marriage is for the flesh. Yes, sir. Yeah. I don't know about your marriage, but my marriage is for the flesh. Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you. So I told God, God, I want a woman, beautiful, good looking, able to cook, and who is kind and who will listen to me. That's all. I told him what I wanted. It was my flesh getting married, not shepherd's flesh, not Bishop Watwat's flesh. So I told him what my flesh wanted. And he gave me what my flesh wanted. And he added some more things that I could have never have thought about. Because when it's God, he always does exceeding abundantly. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because some of you guys, you're pretending. That's why God is not answering. Yeah. You know you want, forgive my Hebrew. You know you want some fine thing. But you're praying, say, oh, Jesus, Sister Ruth is fine, Lord. But as you are praying, you are resisting your own prayer. As you are praying. Yes, as you are praying, Jesus, no.
As long as you can walk.
Yeah, as long as he's walking. What can I say, Lord? I'm now 30. What can I do, Just send me something. Send me help. He gives you the desires of your heart. But you see, come to him truthfully, friend. And when you come to him, hear his input. Hear his input. In his input, he can tell you that what you want is not what I want for you. Then you defer to what he wants. What he wants, okay, I've got something better. I have something what?
Better.
Yeah. He can tell you that, you see, this fine thing you're chatting to will kill you in a fine manner. Does that make sense? Okay. But what you must do is at least have the conversation with God. Stop running away from every guy who proposes you.
Yes, Pastor.
Really pray about it. You see, when I say pray about it, I mean, when I say pray about it, I'm not saying go talk to your friends. They are not God.
Yes, sir.
Really go before God. Hey, God, this guy. Hey, go tell him, Lord, I feel confused. I feel vulnerable. I feel dizzy. Help me, Lord. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. You can't be now come picking up the, this is my Lord. And then you are busy saying no, because pray about everything. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not in your own understanding. In all of your ways, not some. All of your ways. Okay? So, now, okay, Pastor, I've been praying and I'm hearing something, right? Now, I heard a voice, Pastor, and the voice said that this guy, he's my guy. Right? Number one, what you hear must always agree with God's word. So I hear he's my guy. He's the one. Right? He's the one for me. Does it agree with the word of God? I know he's not the one because he's married. Yeah. I know it does not agree with the written word of God. Nothing can be improved on the written word of God. You can listen, the Bible cannot be updated. You can't remove or you cannot. It must agree with the word of God. Does it agree with the word of God? Because the word of God says you shall not commit adultery. You shall not, you understand? So I know it's not God. I know that whatever you are hearing cannot be God, and it will result in death. Does that make sense? Yeah. I know he's not the one because he's cheating on his wife being with you. So he cannot be the one.
And you're not his second wife.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
They don't know you.
You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. Does it agree with the word of God? Pastor, I got this job, you know, and in this job, you know, we do abortions. I know it cannot be. It cannot be. Because God says you shall not kill. I know it cannot be God. Does it agree with the word of God? Yeah. And Christians nowadays, we justify anything for money. I'll pay tithe. You will pay tithe and wake up in hell. I kid you not. Yeah. Yeah. You justify anything for money. You have sold your soul to mammon. Yeah. Just doing round about anything for money. Yeah. Just round about anything for money. Does it agree with the word of God? I know it cannot agree with the word of God. I know when you're sitting down in front of a camera or your screen and you're saying you're exposing a man of God, it cannot be scripture. Because the Bible says love covers. You understand? Because the Bible says if you have an issue, go to your brother and discuss it privately.
Yes, Pastor.
Because the Bible says, why do you go to court against your fellow brothers? Why don't you even suffer loss? So I know my name. You can't stay here exposing. I don't care what you're exposing. It's not God.
Cannot be God.
It does not agree.
It does not agree with scripture. It doesn't agree with scripture.
Yes, Pastor.
I know, but we must tell the people, tell them the good news.
Yes, sir.
That's what scripture said we should say.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Tell them Jesus is coming again.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know it can't be the word of God. Do you know why? Because the word of God said, mind your business. So what are you doing in my business? Whether I did it or not, is it your business? It's my business. Né? So mind yours and let me mind mine.
Mind your business.
Is it not in the Bible?
Is it the Bible?
The reason why Christians do things that don't agree with the word is because they no longer know the word.
Not hear from him.
Of course. If you don't do your quiet time, when are you going to know the word?
When are you
going to... If you don't have a daily habit of reading scripture, raw scripture. I'm not talking about going on TikTok and getting a sound bite. I am talking about the pure, undiluted word of God, where you read the Bible for yourself.
The Bible says in First Peter that chapter 2, desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow. So desire the raw Bible for yourself to grow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just the raw Bible for yourself. You won't do many of the things you claim God is telling you to do. So I had a vision. It's not the devil himself makes himself an angel of light. I'll show you something here. I had a vision. Vision what? Vision of what? So whatever you hear must agree with God's word. Okay? It must agree with what? Yeah. And the Bible even has asked you, who are you to judge another man's servant?
Yes, sir.
Who are you? Romans 15. Because to his master he stands where he falls, and his master will make sure he stands. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who justifies. How we have evidence. Show me. I have evidence of Christ's justification. For all have sinned. No. Pastor, you can't defend everything. Listen, if you have a criminal issue, go to the criminal court. Eh? Is that not the way? Yeah. This one where you are taking money and you are on SAPC and you are saying that, you know, nah, no one knows it like I know you. You are a liar. You are a liar. You know, it's like right now, right? In our church right now. Someone comes and says that, I know the church in and out. How can you know it more than I? I know the owners of meetings on Monday. That's the only one you know. That's the only one you are attending. That's the only one you are told about. Yeah, no, we only have service on Wednesday. That's the only service advertised to you. So what do you know?
It's not in and out.
Can you see what's happening now? All right, now. So it must agree, the word of God. Listen, the word of God. Okay? Now, point number two. Verify who is speaking. Verify who is speaking. Do you know what I'm saying? Verify who is speaking. Because even the devil can quote scripture. Huh? Didn't he say that it is written that he shall give his angels charge over you? So just because someone is quoting a verse does not mean it's God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Someone can open a YouTube channel to quote verses to take you to hell. Yeah. Taking you to hell with scripture.
Going there running.
So that's why you need to verify. Who is the personality behind the voice? And that one, you really prove it on number one, relationship. Cultivating a relationship with God. Because as you cultivate a relationship with God, you begin to know certain things about his character. God can never do this. God can never say this. There are things about God I know, which I can't even show you in scripture, but they're consistent with scripture. Because I know him. And that I might know him some more. Does that make sense? If you hang around me, you know certain things I can or cannot do. If someone comes and says that, oh, Pastor Mto was drinking coke. If you know me, you know if I can do it or you know if I can't do it. I met Pastor, he was eating KFC. If you hang around me, you know if I can do that or I cannot do that. Does that make sense? So now what you hear, verify, because when you are hearing, look at Jesus. The devil comes and says that, cast yourself down. You know, he's going to give his angels charge over you. But Jesus knew that you shall not tempt the Lord your God. You see, in as much as it's scripture, but you are using scripture to tempt God. That's inconsistent with scripture. It's inconsistent with the word of God. So what does that mean? That means you are supposed to check scripture for scripture. Don't just take one verse and run. One young pastor was praying, and as he was praying, a voice came and said that you are the Elijah before the return of the Messiah.
Oh my God.
Huh? I'm the what?
Elijah.
And this voice came when he was praying, not when he was watching football. You see, he's doing a spiritual exercise. Kabrato sabala, jibadaga, you are the Elijah. My God.
Oh, what a title.
Wow. Before he went and changed his Facebook title to Elijah, whatever. He then said, no, but let's verify. When you checked in the Bible, you noticed in the gospel, Jesus said that, and Elijah has already come. Okay? Then he went to his pastor. Then his pastor also verified. He said, no, scripture already says Elijah has already come. Then he disregarded what he heard. Some Christians, you can't tell them what they heard is wrong because they value, I heard a voice. even if it does not agree with scripture. So you must always test what you hear, scripture for scripture. The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, a thing is established. So if it's God, he's going to give you two, three, just ask for two, three scriptures. He will give them to you. Hello? Yeah. Are we still together? So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 20 to 21. Okay, you need to know who's speaking, the voice of God, the stranger, or your spirit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 20 and 21, the Bible says, do not despise prophecies, test all things. Huh? What does it say? Tell your neighbor, say, test all things. Okay, verify what you're hearing and only hold fast to what is good. It's only a Christian who is stupid, who does not want to test when scripture says test. The scripture said, test all things. If someone comes and says that, God is saying, well, you are allowed to test it. Yeah. If you are praying and say, I heard a voice, test it according to scripture. Hello? Yeah. 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 Test it according to scripture. Hold fast to what is good, not what is wrong. So God has already told you, if you are testing this thing and you see, hey, this is wrong, leave. Don't even bother about that one. Hold fast to what is good. Come and say, I will test all things. All right? Now, number three, which is my last point, is check the content of the voice. What is the voice actually saying? Okay, what is the actual content of the voice that you are hearing? Now, here we're trying to show, is it my thoughts? Is it the devil? Is it God that I'm hearing, right? Now, when it is God, God gives clarity and assurance. Okay? So, if how do I know it's God? I'll have greater clarity, greater assurance. In other words, the more I pray about it, or the more I hear about it, the more clear it is. It's not confusing. And the more assurance, you know that assurance, that guarantee on the inside, that I know, that I know, that I know, that this is the voice of God. Amen. Yeah. So now let's look at certain safeguards when it's the voice of God. How do you know it's the voice of God? Number one, the peace of God. Okay? You know it's the voice of God because of the peace of God. Psalms 85 verses 8. I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn back to foolishness. Okay? The peace of God. But Zalone, let's go back to desiring the peace of God. Colossians chapter 3 verses 15. Let your heart be always guided by the peace. Let your heart be always guided by what? By the peace of the anointed one who called you to peace as part of his body, and always be thankful. Now the word that they say, if you read it in the King James, it says, and let the peace of God be an empire. You see, that's a sporting illustration. An empire is like a referee. You know, if you're watching cricket, there's an empire who's always watching if everything is done accordingly. If it's not done accordingly, he calls a foul. So the peace of God is the empire in your decision making. You understand? This is so important, even in the most basic of stuff. To say, because someone just said, Pastor, how come God didn't tell me not to take that turn? He did. How? By peace or lack of peace. So if it's God, there'll be peace behind it. Now, don't fake. Abazalwane baya fake e peace. Because they want it so bad. You know, they ignore the red flags. The empire is a offside. They continue. They say, play on, play on, play on. You understand? And God wants you to be safe. That's why he gave you his peace. The peace of God is so powerful that even in an unpeaceful situation, he gives you that peace, you are at rest. The Bible calls it the peace that passes all understanding. You can't reason this peace. You don't know. You should be panicking right now, but you're at peace. It does not make sense, but you are at peace inside your heart, not your brains. Not your brains. And as Abazalwane, we continue, you come to the altar, yet your heart is bam bam. No peace. Every time he texts you, your peace disappears. And then you're like, no, but Pastor, everyone knows about us. Bona, be careful, man.
That's not TV.
Right? You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. You are applying for a job, for an interview. There's no peace. As you are typing it, there's no peace. They call you for an interview. There's no peace. But you fought ahead. Congratulations. You're on your own. When it's God, there will be peace. Ask your neighbor, say, do you have peace about that thing? Yeah, don't fake it. It's the peace that passes understanding. Yeah. I love something Bishop Oyedepo says. He says, when they were moving into Canaan land, it was a forest at that time. He says they'll be walking in that bush, because it was a bush at that time. And he says that, I feel peace here, man. I feel peace, peace, peace. Isaiah 48 says, oh, if you had hearkened to me, your peace would be like a river. Be careful of interruption in peace, because that's no longer God talking. If it's God, there's continuous peace, continuous peace. He might not be saying do this, do that, but there's peace. So as long as there's peace, continue making decisions. As long as there's peace, continue moving forward. If there's no peace, don't, you are talking to somebody, there's no peace, move on. Hey, Bazalwane. Huh? You're about to go to Venda, there's no peace, all of a sudden, do not go.
Cancel the flight.
Huh? Venda. Don't what? No, but I've booked. So you prefer to lose your life over to lose 1.5? Yeah. You find yourself, you've booked a ticket to heaven, eh? Yeah, and your mansion is not complete. You'll have to help them finish book the building there. Yeah. You see. Because you did not want peace. Yeah. You used your experience. This is one of the problems with Christians, that we use experience instead of peace. God didn't say, and the experiences before. He said, and the peace of God will guide you. Yeah. It could be the same thing, but if there's no peace, don't proceed. You understand what I'm saying to you? Anything that has withdrawn peace from you has withdrawn God's voice from you. Now, if God is not speaking to you and there's broken transmission, be careful to continue. Let your heart be always guided with peace. Yeah. It's not circumstances that should guide you. It's not the state of the economy. No, now I'm relocating. I heard Russia and Canada want people. You will be in Canada. Look. It will be the worst experience ever.
Justin Trudeau.
Yeah. Yeah. You see, follow peace, not experience, not what is expedient, not what is easy to do. Follow where there's peace. You understand? Do you know that when you go with God in a place where there's peace, ne, you could be in the valley of the shadow of death, but I fear no evil. Because your road just... if you are with God in a valley of shadow of death, you are safer than being with God in a palace, without God in a palace. Let me rephrase it. If you are with God in the valleys of the shadow of death, yes, you are safer than being in a palace without God.
Yes,
don't marry if there's no peace. Don't go on that trip if there's no peace. Yeah, and I'm not talking about artificial. No, there's the peace of God that passes understanding. That the more you pray about it, the more peaceful you become. The more at ease you become. It's an impossible assignment, but you are full of peace. You know that it's going to become possible. Hello. Number two, how do I know it's God? Peace. So anything that brings tension and apprehension, it's not God. Pastor, you know, someone gave us a prophetic word, and we haven't been able to sleep. It is not God. They gave you a prophetic nightmare. It's not a prophetic word. Yeah. Yeah, haven't been able to sleep, Pastor. Hello? Oh, you're trying to make a decision. Should I go? Should I stay? Should I relocate? Should I do this? Whatever. And you cannot sleep. Relax. What's your issue? You don't want to be the first one to arrive safely in heaven before your time. Yeah. No, Pastor, I already told the mama that I'm coming. They already know I'm coming. But if you wake up in the morning and you pray and there's no peace, don't go. Rather disappoint them than disappoint yourself. So many Christians have fallen prey to the enemy because they ignored peace. Because they ignored peace. Say, I will not ignore God's peace.
I will not ignore God's peace.
Yeah. So number two, how do I know it's God's voice? It's pleasantness. It guides you to pleasantness. In other words, it's nice. Proverbs 3:17. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths again are peace. So if God is leading you, he leads you in a peaceful path. Okay? Within you. You might be in the midst of a battle, but you fight it from a point of peace. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. The paths are the ways of pleasantness. In other words, when God is leading you, it's nice. It's a joyful experience. Even in the midst of challenges, you have a pleasantness approach to it. Someone can come to say, Tommy, how are you surviving all these things? Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Whereby you went through and people are wondering, how did you survive? And you didn't even know how you survived. And you didn't even, they can tell you that, hey, it's like you're going through the most. You can't even tell you're going through the most, because it's like God cushions you. He provides a bubble for you, a bubble of pleasantness. Hello, somebody? Yeah. So it's nice. Now, if you are sogolaring, understand the sogoliology? Yeah, sogolaring. You're seeing flames. When you're seeing flames and you are feeling the flames, God left you.
Sure.
You are allowed to go through flames but not feel the flames. They were there. When you go through water, I'll be there. When you go through fire, I'll be.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to feel the flames.
Yeah.
If you are feeling the flames, it means that a certain safety net has been withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are you're in that fire on your own. So you better reverse very fast.
Yes.
Come on now. Paul is in prison. He's saying, I rejoice, Bazalan, I rejoice. Because he knows that he's with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Yeah, well now what is this that you're going through that makes you look like you have kissed a devil? Have you ever seen somebody, Bazalan? You know, everyone, maybe God will test you. You are going through something, eh? But have you ever seen someone who goes through something where it's like God has forsaken them? Their ancestors have forsaken them. Everybody has forsaken them.
Their body has forsaken them.
Have you ever seen such a person? Yeah. It's proportions of the prodigal son. Where you want to eat with pigs and no one is even giving to you. You understand what I'm saying? There's nothing pleasant about your life. Do you know that even in the most challenging year, with God, you are so happy?
Amen.
Can you believe it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You go through it, you're like, oh, praise God. Wow, I didn't even realize what we went through. Because it's like God insulates you from all. You understand? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I am saying this to you to say caution. If usogola, in a way that's not normal, verify. You did not hear God.
It's not pleasant.
Listen to me. If you are struggling to make ends meet to the point that even those struggling can see your struggle, verify. Maybe you might be challenged. It's okay to be challenged. But there is a way it's wrong for you as a child of God to be challenged. Yeah. There is a way that it becomes wrong for you to be challenged in a certain way. You can't afford what to eat. You can't. No one is there to help you. You are all of a sudden. It's verify. You have missed God a long time ago. Number three, how do I know it's God? It's full of the joy of the Lord. Okay, the joy of the. On the inside, not excitement. Pastor Luana, there's a difference between joy and excitement. You young ladies here, you are excited when the guy drives a Beamer, be careful. You are excited when the guy drives a Mercedes Benz, be careful. You understand? Yeah, you are excited when he says vroom. Be careful. Let there be joy, not excitement. Joy is from your spirit. You understand? When God speaks, you're you it's like it's an inner excitement because you heard his voice. Hallelujah. So how do I know it's God? If you say you heard God and you are depressed, you did not hear God. If you say you heard God and you are depressed, you did not hear God.
Okay.
Yeah. That project that you said you heard God, that is making you down by the day, down by the week, is your project, not God's project.
Hey.
If you heard God, there is a well of joy inside of you continuously.
Amen.
Yeah. Jesus, who for the joy that was set ahead of him, did not, he endured the cross. He embraced the cross. You see, when they came to the cart and he didn't run away, and then they forced him and no. He said, bring it to me. He handled it hands on because inside there was joy. Do you know how I know that there was joy inside? Because number one, he had time to pray for his enemies on the cross.
Yeah.
If you're feeling pain, the pain that he was feeling, they have smacked you on the back here, you are bleeding, they have nailed you. Time to pray for you to be forgiven. What is this? And I know I'm the son of God, and I know what I say, God will fulfill. I know that there was joy inside of him. Because when that thief acknowledged him, remember me when you come into your kingdom, he said, today you'll be with me. He was like, this is what I came for. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, I know that you heard God. I know that you are hearing the voice of God. Because even in the midst of the challenges, you are still a joyful person. You are still a pleasure to be around. You still carry your assignment with joy. Yeah? This one where you are depressed, you are moody, you are everything. Huh? You didn't hear God. I don't work with people who don't smile. It's my new motto. If you don't smile around me, you are a suspect. And if I ask you, what's wrong, Asive? Like, I'm fine. We need to remove this one because here the voice of God, there's joy here. You understand? It's such a good thing to serve God.
Yeah.
If you have a problem, what's wrong? I know I have this challenge. Oh, come, let's pray. Come, let's. You understand what I'm saying to you? But this, so I'm trying to tell you, I kid you not, me, you'll meet in heaven. On earth, I won't work with you because you're a suspect.
Yeah.
You're a suspect. Because when you hear God, Barcelona, even with no resources, you're excited about it. You're pumped up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you approach the project with a certain excitement that the presence or the absence of resources does not, does not determine. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. You're ready to start. Bring it on. Yeah, I'm excited. There's joy on the inside. And it's not like you're cranking yourself. They say we must be joyful. The confession said, I'm reigning through joy. So, joy. No. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord being your strength. Hello? The joy of the? Not happiness. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I look forward to every day by the joy of the Lord. Inside of me, there's a bubbling of joy. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, someone looks at me and feels pity. Oh, in Pastor Mto, you know, I'm full of joy, brother. I'm excited. What God is about to do, I'm looking forward to. That's joy talking because we heard God. Anytime you do not have joy, check. You might be a Jonah running away from the voice of God. Yeah. When you have heard the voice of God, there's Barcelona, I kid you not. You'll be sleeping on the floor full of joy. Yeah. I kid you not. You'll be just full of joy because you know you're doing what God is asking you to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. So 2024, beware of murmuring and complaining. Okay? It's a testimony that I didn't hear God. Okay? I'm hearing the devil. That's why I've got all these negative things. All right? If it's God, I must be full of joy. The Bible says, do nothing. Do all things without murmuring and complaining. Okay? So I'm full of joy. Yeah. Be full of joy. You're a single lady, be full of joy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If you are not happily single, you won't be happily married.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You have depression waiting to happen to someone's child. Yeah. So be full of joy now. Hallelujah. Yeah. If you cannot be successfully single, you can't be successfully married. Yes. So you young single people here, first of all, succeed in being single.
Oh, yes, sir.
Be full of joy in being single.
Yes, sir.
It's not a sickness that they're trying to rush out of and say that, thank God I'm no longer single. No, it's not. Those who rush out of their singlehood like a vampire is chasing them, when they wake up in marriage, they'll be the most depressed people.
Yes, sir.
So I'm saying to you, you see, you won't smile. Congratulations. Demons are looking for who won't smile. You won't laugh. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You are wearing, you are putting your problems on your face. They will know. They will know that I'm not happy. Who will know? Who will know? They will see, when I enter there. Listen, there is a book, there's a book, two books actually. One of the books is A Good General by Bishop Dag. And the other book is by, who's this, Robert Greene, 48 Laws of Power. Mm-hmm. Do you know one of the laws of power?
Yes, sir.
It says, avoid unfortunate, unhappy, and unlucky people. Mm-hmm. Bishop Dag wrote about it, something similar, in A Good General. Yeah. It says, avoid people. I am giving you a key for life.
Unlucky, yes, sir.
Unhappy.
Unhappy.
Unhappiness is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's contagious, sir.
In office spaces,
I kid
bridge,
you not. Avoid those. You always bear off negative news. Can I tell you something?
Yes, Pastor.
Even in church,
yes, Pastor.
Avoid bearers of negative news.
Yes, sir.
Avoid those who are always moody, always grumpy. It doesn't matter what is preached. It doesn't. It doesn't matter how beautiful the music team sang. Hey.
It's a key for life.
If you are hearing God, you are full of joy.
Yes, sir.
Do not marry a lady who's not joyful. I kid you.
Yes.
A person without joy drains the marrow out of your bones. Yeah, you die before your time.
That's the strictness of the bones.
Don't marry an unjoyful husband, an unjoyful woman.
Woman.
Don't.
Very unjoyful.
Yeah, don't marry a guy who does not know joy. And I'm not saying jokes. I'm saying joy. It's two different things. You see, the Holy Spirit, He gives us joy. He doesn't tell us jokes. Joy. You are just happy to be around. You are just happy to be with this person. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, I'm not talking about Comedy Central here.
So,
I'm encouraging you by the Spirit of God. This year, do not let the devil hotspot you his depression. You understand? By just being grumpy, complaining, always ungrateful, always unthankful, refusing. It doesn't matter. Listen to me. You should be able to go through things and no one even knows or can tell what you're going through because you're not wearing your problems on your face. Can I tell you the truth? A joyful person can be hired easily than a grumpy person. I kid you not, higher promotions in life, because there's a certain point where you cannot work because of your qualification. You work because of the vibe you carry. Okay, if you're working for the president, what is it that you'll give him? He just might want you to lighten the mood in the office. So because you're that, hello, hi, what, hey, what, hey, papa, hey, papa. Now I always want that person around because it's positive vibes. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so don't be the one who takes away positive vibes.
Yes, sir.
I tell it as it is. No, you're a liar. No, you're a liar. No, you're a liar. Be joyful. Tell your neighbors, please be joyful. Yeah. I kid you not. Single young lady, listen to me. If you can wake up, you put on your makeup, you put on your mascara, and you put on a smile and you spray some joy,
yes,
you will be off the market before we can say halakaza. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Before we get to Easter this year, you'll be off the market. I have proven it in my few hours as a pastor. The ladies that are always pleasant are always easy. They are always off the market. Yeah. It's like the guys don't see anyone else. Yeah. It's like all the guys are just queuing in one direction. Yeah. That all of them are just queuing in one direction. Yeah. If you ask them, so who are you to? Ah, that one, but she's taken. If I was to ask, what is it? It's because that's just the pleasantness when they're greeting you. Hello, how are you? Hey, you good? They're just a joy to be around. Yeah. But she's taken, so I'd rather be single than to marry grumpy auntie.
Hey, huh? Grumpy auntie.
You are available, but you are grumpy. So, Zegalopazalan. Yeah, I'd rather stay on the roof alone. Yeah. So be a pleasant person. Your name could be Joy, but it doesn't mean you have joy. You understand? Yeah. Your name could be Happiness. It doesn't mean you have happiness. Your name could be Mihlali. It doesn't have Unabu. Mihlali. It doesn't.
Oh my God.
Does it make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So change. You know, your facial appearance is even a concern to God. Cain, why is your face angry like this? Imagine of all the things God could have spoken to Cain about. He was like, why is your face like this? Yeah, because your face is showing us that what is here is dangerous. Yeah. That's why I'm telling you that you can, if you are not full of joy, you can't work around me. Because your heart, you are revealing it by your face. You can say, no, but pastor, it's just nothing. I know it's not just nothing. And you are not wiser than God. If God had an interview with Cain, why are you looking like this?
Hey!
I'm God's child. Yes, if I say,
I follow.
Bye. I disappear. I disappear. Be full of joy. 2024, be full of joy. Yeah. Be full of joy. Be full of joy. The devil is the only one who comes for a pity party. Yeah. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Change. I don't know. If you know what I was going through. You know what you're going through. You know what people are going through. Yeah. They go through it with joy. Is it a sin for you to go through it with joy? You said you're going through, right? Yeah, so go through with joy. Yeah, go through with some gladness. You'll be surprised. Do you know if you're full of joy, people will come offer their help to you. Yeah. Yeah, they'll come say, hey, no, come here, come here. So we are so happy. So what's happened? You become an attraction. Yeah, but
I won't smile.
You don't smile, you don't laugh, nothing.
I want to look serious. Come.
If he who sits in heaven laughs, we should laugh. Somebody told me, shared with me an experience last year after I was done teaching some leaders about smiling and all that. Yeah, they were going somewhere, they were checking in, and they were smiling and they were joyful. And the person checking them into this accommodation upgraded them and told them, it's because you smiled. If you did not smile, you're going to be in the, you know, what you paid for.
Economy.
Yeah. Unlock good things with your smiles.
Yes.
Yeah. Unlock them with your smiles. Yeah. Unlock them with your smiles. I do not trust you. I'm telling you now. I do not trust you if you're not smiling.
Yes, sir.
I do not trust you if you're not happy.
Yeah.
If you're always just that, I do not trust you. Just know me, you, I don't trust.
No trust.
Yeah. If the police come and say, we're looking for us, that is the that, because there's no way. Yeah. In a service like this, God, the preaching like this, you are not smiling, not laughing ever. What is wrong? What is wrong now?
It might be him.
Yeah, I'll tell the police, that is the person you're looking for. Yeah, I've been watching him as well. I've been watching him. Yeah. David said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. Yeah. So that means joy is part of our Christianity. Yeah. Just being a Christian, you must be full of joy. Yes. And, you know, can I help you? When you are always full of joy, the day something is wrong, it's easy for us to see. Is it what's wrong today? But if you're always grumpy, we do not, we don't know. Because we're like, this is the cringe. Yeah, you are never, you know, people who are always high energy, full of joy. When they're not high energy, I'm like, what's wrong? Come, talk to me. I even call them, what's happening? Are you fine? Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. No, you're not okay. What's wrong? Nah, no, pastor, this and that. I'm just praying. Tomorrow it's going to be fine. You know, it's going to be fine. I'm praying for you. Okay, be cheer up. Be of good cheer. But if you're always... okay?
can't detect
people. No, we can't. And we can't. And then we say, Vele, abazalwane, they are fake. Yeah. Because some of us, we go through things, no one was there. You have been, we thought it's how you look.
Yeah.
We thought it's normal. Business is normal.
We
thought you are fine because you always go, you go always grumpy, grinchy. The only unhappy person I know in the Bible is the devil.
Yes, sir.
Not happy. He's not happy.
Oh, he's very stressed, the guy. Hello? Yeah, the guy is very stressed. So I'm saying to you, listen to me. If there's something happening, you're allowed, ne? Oh, Pastor. Okay. But afterwards, cheer up. Tell somebody, cheer up. Okay, it's 17 January. What has happened in 17 days to make you so grumpy?
17 days.
What has happened? It's only the third Wednesday. What has happened to make you so grumpy? Bring it to Jesus and leave it at his feet.
And walk away smiling.
Hey. Asibafu no grumpy. Intentional church is a happy church.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want grumpy leaders.
Yes.
Yeah, I will call you to order very fast. Yeah. Happy people, happy coordinators, happy team leaders, happy selling. Everyone's just full of joy and happiness.
Yeah.
We want a happy church. Yeah. Happy ushers. No. Happy protocol.
Yes.
Happy.
Happy protocol.
Yeah. Happy. Happy. Yeah. Don't scare us here. You see, don't make us important. Now we are tiptoeing around you because you have a serious face.
Pastor.
To hell with your serious face.
Yes.
I said to hell with your serious face.
Yes, sir.
Yes. We are discussing serious things here, but you are full of joy. You understand? Yes. We are full of smiling. So to hell with your serious face.
Take an L.
Yeah.
With your serious face.
Yes. Be full of joy. Be approachable. Be a pleasure to be around. This is God's house. This is not some shrine. This is God's house.
Yes,
the house of good news. Every service is good news. Every time we gather, it's good news. When we pray, good things happen. Yeah. Yeah.
We preach the good news, yeah. Pastor. Yes.
So stop. Oh, Pastor, it's only me. I don't know why these things happen. It's because they're not listening to the sermon. The sermon said be cheerful. When I want something extra than a sermon, don't spoil the church. Be full of joy. Be full of what? Yeah, be full of joy. Be full of joy with everybody.
Yes,
yeah, don't chase our real members. You know you're on your way out and you're chasing our real members. Yeah, you act like this church, there's a problem. There's nothing wrong. We're happy here.
We are happy here.
Yes. We are happy here. The children are happy. Yeah. Now people come for the first time, they only meet you.
Don't see them like this.
They're just faking all these people. What do you mean? No. Yeah. Hello, somebody? Yeah, sorry, that's just an equipping session right there. Yeah. Be full of joy. Be full of joy. Yeah. Be full of joy. Number 4. Supernatural grace. We're still here. Judges 6:14. So when God speaks, he gives you the ability to perform what he's asked you to do. Say, I'll be full of joy. No, say, I'll be full of joy.
I'll be full of joy.
Yeah, I'm walking in joy.
I'm
reigning through joy.
I'm reigning.
Yeah, be full of joy. Yeah. Be the happy guy. Be a happy lady. Be a happy brother. Hello? Yeah, stop this. You know, sometimes you can look serious and you're seriously doing nonsense. Just look serious, but you know, I'm the guy, you know, and I'm just, and you're just seriously doing nonsense. Yeah. You know, people say that, no, build in silence. Be careful that you're not building rubbish in silence. You know, when a child is quiet in the house. Yeah. Be full of, I'll be full of joy. Yeah. I'll be full of joy. And now being full of joy does not mean that maybe, for example, you know, you can be an introvert, so they say, and you're full of joy still in your introvert. It doesn't mean be loud. No, I'm just inside of me. There's just, I have my environment of joy and happiness. Yeah. It doesn't mean that I have to be as loud as, no, I'm just full of joy. I'm just full of excitement. Yeah. When you talk to me, you come out feeling positive. Amen. Amen. Yeah. How can you be a husband? They don't laugh in your house. Your wife does not know how to laugh. She only laughs when she's watching Comedy Central. You're always there thinking about, you know, if you didn't spend the last 1,000 rand like I told you, you know, you are very irresponsible. There's no joy. What's wrong with this man? Yeah, what's wrong with this man? Yeah. Your house should be full of laughter.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, full of laughter. Laughter. When your wife should just be always coming because you have, as a man, you should have stories.
Yes, sir.
What should you have as a man?
You must have stories. Yeah.
If you meet any brother without stories, come see me. Yeah. You should have stories. You understand? Yeah, fiction. You should have, create them if need be.
Yes. That's why they call stories.
Yes. Yes. So that people laugh. You understand? When you are there, laugh. You are old. You are now the uncle.
Uncle. Huh?
You are now the
uncle.
So when you show up, stories must be there.
They must just
you understand?
Be there.
All kinds of happy story. People are laughing. Yes. Know that a good man has come.
Yes, sir.
Hello? A what?
A good man has.
But at this your rate, no, your nieces don't even want to be identified with you. Yeah. They would rather watch cartoons than to... Hello? Yeah. So supernatural grace. Right. God says to Gideon, go in this your might. Anytime God speaks to you, he gives you the ability. God said to me, become a pastor. He gave me the ability to be a pastor. God says to you, become a cell leader. He gives you the ability to become a cell leader. God says to you, get married. He gives you the ability to get married. You understand? Anytime God speaks, there's the ability to become what God says. Number five, there is supernatural revelation. Okay? Supernatural what? The Holy Spirit can teach you things beyond textbooks. Things which textbooks can't cover. Hallelujah. That's why as a Christian, you must desire the gift of knowledge and the gift of wisdom. Isaiah 48 verse 17. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit. I teach you. I give you light. I give you inspiration. Who leads you on the way you should go. So the Holy Spirit will guide you even what books to read. Okay? What sermon? He will guide you. Repeat this sermon. Get that book. He guides you. He teaches you in different ways. Hallelujah. He can teach you directly from scriptures through other avenues. Like right now, I'm teaching on joy. That's God speaking to you. You understand? That's God speaking to you. It's not Pastor, Pastor just has forgotten his notes. No, it's the Holy Spirit speaking to you that you need to be joyful this year. Okay? That's God teaching you. He's teaching you to profit. He's teaching you how to have good relationships. Yeah. You notice that it's easy to have a friendship with somebody who's full of joy. Yeah. I don't know, if you always look like you're John Wick, you killed somebody, no one can be your friend because we're all tense. Okay? So really, really take the message of joy home. No joy. At least joy is full of joy. Yeah, it's always smiling. All right. Number six, when God leads you, there's supernatural results. That's favor. Okay? Yeah. You can't be telling me it's God leading you. Listen, Mazalwane. At a point, we must tell each other the truth. And that, no, Pastor, we didn't hear God at all. If it's God, where are the results? If there are no results, it could be God spoke, but they're not doing what he said. Yeah. If God speaks, there must be results. Hello? If God speaks, there must be what?
Results.
If there are no results, verify. Verify. Okay? Luke 22:13. They went and they found it just as he had told them. Yeah, Jesus told them, guys, go this way. When you go here, you're going to find a guy like this. Follow the guy. He's going to take you here. You're going to find things set up. He told them where to go, what to do. When they went there, they found it as he had told them. So let God guide you. God will guide you. No, start a business. Start it like this. Do it like this. And as you do it, boom, boom, results upon results. Say, there must be results.
There must be results.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're hearing God, there must be results. Okay? Number seven. There must be liberty of the spirit. In other words, your spirit must be free. Huh? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You must be free on your inside, in your spirit, right? Yeah. Look at Apostle Paul. You know, this was one of Paul's most saddest moments in life. Yeah, he was an apostle, right? Who wrote the New Testament? But let's go. Acts chapter 20, right? Acts 20, verse 22 to 23. He says, and see, now I go bound in the spirit. In other words, he was tense on the inside, right? Not knowing what will happen, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. So, you see, I'll tell you, you know Paul here. Now God had told him, you're an apostle to the Gentiles. But Paul was like, me, Lord, I'm passionate about the Jews. I must go preach the gospel to the Jews. God was like, Paul, go to the Gentiles. Leave the Jews with Peter. Huh? Paul was like, in the book of Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11, I wish I wasn't born again so that the Jews can be born again. I want them to be born again. So I am going to preach the gospel to them. Do you know that every time Paul tried to preach the gospel to Jews, he was always in trouble?
Yes.
Yeah, from the time he got born again. Every time he stood in front of a Jewish congregation, they wanted to kill him. Every time. It was always Gentiles who would come and say, come tell us. Yeah, come tell us. Come tell. The Gentiles were happy to hear him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Gentiles were always happy to hear him. Yeah, but the Jews didn't want. Now Paul here comes and says that I must go preach the gospel to the Jews. Yeah? I must go to Jerusalem. And he says that I don't know, I'm bound, my spirit is tense. I don't know what's waiting for me. Except that in every city, you see he was going, let's say from, he was going through the towns, Muslim, yeah? Going through Kempe, whatever, going through until he gets to his destination. So that, but in every city, where I'm going, the Holy Spirit is telling me that chains are waiting for me. So you see this verse, I don't know the things that will happen to me, is madness. Is the verse of a man who does not want to hear God. I don't know what's going to happen to me. Just that the Holy Spirit is saying chains are waiting.
Testifies, Pastor.
And he says the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
He said, I don't know what's going to happen. But the God is telling me that I'll be arrested. Chains, tribulations, and problems are waiting for me. But I don't know what's going to happen. You see, that is the language of a person who does not want to hear God. Yeah. That's the language. Huh? Whereby you know that the scriptures are saying this, but you insist on your own way. And I said, I don't know if this is really what God wants, but the scriptures are already clear. He went there, he was arrested. They almost killed him here. That's when he now had to go, I appealed to Caesar. That's when he became, from Paul the apostle, he became Paul the prisoner of Christ. Do you know God did not call Paul to be a prisoner of Christ? Paul and his decision to go against the voice of God. Now he wakes up, he's a jailbird for Christ. That's when he now writes and says, we know all things work together for good. You see? Yeah.
You are showing influence.
Yes. And then he writes all of his letters is writing to Gentiles, not to the Jews. You see? Yes. Peter is writing to the Jews. James is writing to the Jews. You know, God, if God says this is your lane, focus on your lane. Yeah. Don't change your lane because of what's trending, because of what's popular.
Yes, sir.
Focus on your lane. Focus on your lane, sir. Focus on your lane. I'm going forward. I don't know what's happening, but the Holy Spirit is telling me. The Holy Spirit is telling you, don't marry her. I'm going forward. No, it's already, we're in too deep. You're about to be deeper.
You'll be deeper side.
Huh? No, you know, Chopek is where the money is. And the Holy Spirit is telling you, not for you. Not for you. Not for you. You know, I've got friends in Joburg. They'll connect me here. And God is saying, not you.
We're into deep. We can't go
back. No, Durban. Durban is where I've got an uncle who works in the ministry. And God is saying, not you. I'm bound in my spirit. You are going for the interview. Your stomach is in knots. And you're like, no, every devil coming. Hey, you're now calling Holy Spirit devil. The chain's waiting for you. Huh? I tell you. Yeah. You will sign at Home Affairs you are happily married. Notice that you married the devil's first daughter. Yeah. Now to come out as I don't want to sign the papers. Yeah. I'm not leaving you. You notice you married a schizophrenia. I won't leave you. I won't. At work, they're outside at work. Hey, why not? Come out. Yeah. And then, Pastor, I don't know. Didn't God speak to you at all? Didn't God tell you at all that if you continue in this journey, tribulations are waiting for you?
Hey, and you continued your own walk.
You continued. Oh, okay.
The B&Bs were good. But...
Yeah, you were there. Couple of the year. Soft life. Ah, tribulations. So be careful. Where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. If there's no liberty, check it out. Don't be under pressure. Yeah, you only have one life. One wrong turn can destroy your whole life. Okay? Verify and pray, and in all sincerity, Holy Spirit, you give peace, you give liberty. I do not want to move on whilst I'm still tense. Show me what is the way forward. Kabaros. And the more you pray about that issue and the more tenser you become, leave it, because it's God who's telling you, Bana, problem here. The more you pray about it, the less tense, the more free, the more joyful. Ah, that's God. The more peaceful. Now you've no God. That's God's talking to you. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I see someone is there, hey Lord, hey, that one, I heard you, hey, tense. You were tense for 3 days, you couldn't sleep. Every time you thought about calling that girl, your stomach was turning and tossing. Yeah. Your heart would start
popping.
Yeah. It was God telling you, tribulations are waiting. Huh? Chains and tribulations. But you see, God can't force you. But you see, you don't forget you're a lamp, and you can become a lamp chop. God can, I kid you not. God can't force you. And it grieves him when you fall into things that he was warning you. Hey, hey, hey. He's not born again. No, they want to separate us. No one wants to separate you. If you won't respect the Bible that says, do not marry an unbeliever. Ne? Oh, you are going to be a nice chop, lamb chop. Be careful, you might even lose heaven. Ah, they want to control. Can I tell you something? Can I just tell you something for free?
Yes, Pastor. Tell me, Pastor.
I'll tell you another Sunday, don't worry.
Extra,
yeah, I'll tell you some other ones too. But you're going ahead and there's tension in your spirit.
Yes, sir.
You're going ahead because of money. There's tension in your spirit.
You're going
ahead because, like, Pastor, I cannot break my word. I'm a man of my word. But there's tension in your spirit.
Ish.
Congratulations, man of your words. Tribulations are awaiting you. Yeah, there's no liberty. You are not free on the inside. You know why you don't have liberty? You can't even be creative. There's no creativity, nothing, no juice, nothing. It's like the heavens are shut. You know, after this verse, Paul wrote and said that, but you see, none of these things move me. Neither do I count my life dear to me. But that I might finish the course. Hey, Paul, relax. Relax. It was many years before he wrote, I have finished the race. It was many tribulated years. Yeah. None of this. No one could tell Paul anything. None of these things move me. I don't even count my life dear. I just want to finish what God, but Salwana, I just want to do what God said I should do. But God is saying, my son, tribulations. Like I would rather die. The Jews, Nandipa. Eastern Cape, I'm going to receive Jesus in Eastern Cape. I'm Tasebam. Cannot. How can I be here? How can I be here in church and I'm receiving and Omtase they're dying, you know, Pastor, there's so much problems. I'm going back, I'm packing my bags, and God's tribulations are waiting you. You see, that's why you are not led by passion as a child of God. The thing of follow your passion is for unbelievers. A child of God must never follow his passion. You can have a passion in the wrong direction. Paul was passionate about something that was not God's plan for him at all. Yeah. Was passionate about Jews, which was not God's assignment for him at all. Yeah. I'm passionate about this. So what? I'm passionate about so what? I'm passionate. So what? What is God saying? What is God? Yeah. Not your passion. You know, I'm passionate about it. You know, I was even verifying whether we should even be on campus. Yeah, I'm praying, Lord. Because I've been here, you know, and it's always brought me problems.
The campus one.
I love young people. What are you saying? It's my passion for young people. But what are you saying? What are you saying? I don't want to continue, and you're saying tribulations await. And you're saying to me, if only you go to business people, you will hit big. That's what I'm asking you to do.
Come to ask the business people.
You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, you're forcing matters. Like, no, you know, current trends in church planting is that I should start the church at Century City and make it an upmarket modern church so that the young couples can come with their children. And you know, for me, God comes and says, go to the poor, those who can't give an offering, and move them from darkness to light. I'm told, where's your church? It's Strand, man. Where's your church? Kraaifontein, in the... in Wallasdin. Where's your church? In the heart of Kukulatu.
Books.
Where's your church? In Mitchell's, you know that part of Mitchell? I heard that one. Where's your church? In Belala Park. Where's your church? Cape Flats. Delft. Hypo Pastor, so, well, you don't have a church in the CPT. I was not sent to the CPT. You see, if you are with God in Delft, you will thrive more than being in the CPT on your own. Tribulations are waiting for you. Yeah. So we don't just go by what is popular, what is trending, what is expedient, you know, what is convenient, what's the vogue, what's the trend. We don't go by trends, we go by the voice of God. Yeah. We go by the voice of God. We go by the, we don't go by opportunity. Oh, Pastor, there's a no, verify. Paul received an opportunity to go to Jerusalem. It was the last time he was a free man. It was what? Some opportunities are a one-way ticket. Be careful. No return. Yeah. Like, Pastor, I got an opportunity. I'm traveling with the CEO. Be careful. They might be wanting to sacrifice someone. Be careful. Pray. Hear God.
You might be the lamb.
Yeah, hear God. Yeah. No, Pastor, no, I'm meeting with my friends. You know, we haven't met since high school. Be careful. One of them might be wanted for drugs and he has a batch of them. And he'll just say that you are the supplier of drugs. You go for 20. Yeah, now you start your prison ministry. Because you can't listen to God. You see why you should have a daily quiet time? Because in the morning he can give you fresh instructions. You understand? My daughter, don't meet up with anyone today. You cancel all meetings. But you don't want God. Anything that is meant for your good from God, you don't want it because you feel it's restrictive.
Yeah.
When you are writing in Posmo to the church in Paru, to the apostle in Paru and to the faithful brethren, greetings. It is I, prisoner 54773257 8. Yeah, I'm saying, and to the church, I'm in my chains.
But I'm not moved.
Abba. So I count it all joy. I wanna encourage every Baba. Holy Spirit was saying in every city. Everyone who met Paul was saying, Paul, prison is waiting for you. Paul was like, never. Doesn't matter. Even if I die, it doesn't matter. I'm prepared to die. The Jews must hear that Jesus Christ came. I'm prepared to die for this thing. God is saying, it's not time. That's why I'm telling you that chains are waiting you. It's not time. Paul was like, so is it, look. It was Jews that stoned Paul and he died. It was, you know, every time Paul went to the Gentiles, he had amazing turnaround and breakthroughs. His problems were in Jewish territory.
dealing with him well.
The Jews. The same Jews he was working for before. You see, you're not sent for them, Paul. Let Peter handle the Jews. Anytime Peter stood up in front, can I shock you? Anytime Peter stood in front of the Jews, he had amazing testimonies.
Yeah.
But anytime Peter went to the Gentiles, he had amazing problems.
Yeah. He was not sent there.
Yes. Peter goes to the Gentiles, to Cornelius' house, because that one was divinely orchestrated, right? First of all, he starts by resisting the voice of God. Arise, Peter. And God is saying, go to this guy, because he preaches, he comes back, they sit him down. Where were you preaching? You sit down here, Peter, you must explain. Lucky you. In Galatians, he goes to visit Paul. Huh? So as he's visiting Paul, he wants to see what's happening. How are they in the Gentiles? He's chilling with Paul there. And then he's eating, everything is fine. Then other brethren came from Jerusalem. And Peter was like to the Gentiles, I don't know you guys. Like, I don't eat what these guys are eating. And Paul said, I had to confront him because of his hypocrisy. So Peter in the Gentiles was a hypocrite. Paul in the Jews was a most wanted man. So stay where you are. Stay where God has assigned you to stay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did I drop something?
No, no. I think it's a key. No, it's my key.
Oh. Stay where you are. Hello? Stay what? Do you know that Cape Town is the murder capital of South Africa?
Yes.
You know that?
Yes,
but if God wants you in Cape Town, you are safer in Cape Town. You get to Joburg. As you get off the bus, they take your phone. You know, pastor, this Joburg is, you see, in this Cape Town, you would live for years without anyone even touching you. Because that's where God wants you to be. You get off in Mpumalanga, they say, bring phone here, bring laptop here, bring, and you're like, Jesus, where are you? And he says, I'm in Cape Town.
Left me in Cape Town.
And I'm visiting other places.
Are we together? I hope somebody. Una, if you're tense, stop. If you're tense, stop. If it's making you sleepless, stop. Don't proceed. Paul says, I go bound. And he ended up being bound. Well, he's the one who gave us, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Fullness of joy. Yeah. But he ended up bound. It was not God's best. It's because he disobeyed God. So that is to say, you could be an apostle, seeing Jesus face to face. You also must follow the leadings of God. Yeah. Why am I still in Cape Town? There's peace. Why am I still in ministry? There's peace. I'm free. Hello? Why are we still going on ahead? Peace, free, liberty in the spirit. I know for me, I'll never leave Cape Town. Are you serious? Who died for you in Cape Town? Rather say, I'll never leave God's voice. Wherever his voice takes me, that's where I should be. That's where I should be. And do you know the reason why even some of you, God is not even taking you to other places? You have not been faithful where he has asked you to be.
Yeah.
So when God should be opening cities for you, he's still training you because you don't want to catch on with the agenda. Yeah. You are blessed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I pray that you have been transformed by the powerful message. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastum Tour podcast. Shalom.